Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Te rerangi o Access Radio nō Pōneke, ko Tiffany Wainahau. You've joined us on 106.1 FM and we are sponsored by the Rural Foundation. Now, last time we had a play that's playing in the Fringe Festival and this time we have two more guests. We were supposed to have three, but we are joined with Shu Chi and Shem. Look at me, taking my time trying to read my notes. Hello, guys. Morena. And we're also with, of course, Kura. Sabo Kura.
Morena koutou.
Morena.
It's just another stressful Sunday.
Well, yeah, we're supposed to have your guys' director come in, weren't we?
Yeah.
So, what are you guys doing? Oh, well, ask Shu Chi. I see that properly, eh? So, you are doing what in the play?
Kia ora, I am Shu Chi and I am co-creator, co-deviser of the play and a member of the cast.
Awesome, awesome. Shem, yourself?
Same.
Oh, you guys all helped make it pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing. So that must be quite better than, have you done plays before and you haven't had a say in the making of it?
Yeah, it's definitely a different experience, especially because we had... It started with workshops, so there are people who help create it who aren't acting in it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely interesting having a big say on creative decisions and, oh, I want to put this scene in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. This is the first time I'm involved in devised theatre.
Awesome.
To work with a project that doesn't have a script in advance, and we don't have the single playwright. We're all creating materials and refining and condensing the materials throughout workshops. So it's pretty much until 3 weeks ago, I'd say, that we had a finalized script.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. And what is our show called? I know I was supposed to announce that first, but I'll let you fill everyone in.
We're weird for other reasons. Oh, that's a good time.
I'm also weird for other reasons.
Yeah.
Well, probably for normal reasons too, but, you know, what is normal? Well, I have been... I've done a bit of acting and performing myself, and I do find when I have a say in the material, it's easier and it can flow more natural, and I can also change parts about it that I find awkward. Did you guys find the same?
Yeah, it definitely, I think. And a lot of it is, like, there's a scene based on, like, me and my nana. So, like, that would never have come about if I hadn't helped make the script.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So a bit of input from your own lives and stuff could go in there.
Yes. I think many of the stories that we show are, I guess, dramatized versions of real life events and stories.
Awesome.
So James terms it documentary comedy. So it's lots of fun, but also documentary in the sense that it reflects our real lived experiences.
Oh, that's amazing. So it's almost like theatre, but taken from real life. Is a lot of the content reality, derived from reality?
A lot of it originates from the reality, and I think it started in those workshops where the first workshops were just talking, and James would lead exercises.
Yeah.
And then that led to devising and generating ideas, and then we came up. And then he came up with a cast, well, based on the people who were available. He came up, and so there's what, 10 people on stage, but like three times that helped make the show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that in a few more songs. We'll put a few songs on first. Of course, I've made my own playlist, people, and we've moved on to... I've gone back to electronic music again, so we're going to start off with... I think we've got L'Oreal first with Scream, Drive Faster, and then we have Vendre Sur Mer with Chewing Gum.
Yeah. L'amour dans les draps et les week-ends chez toi, c'est garde partagée pour un amour en danger. Au sommet de la colline, ton regard me fascine. Quand tu partais des mois, j'avais le mal de toi. Reviens-moi, entier, vivant, rappelle-moi. Ce soir, tout le temps, visitons la ville de nuit, de jour. Naviguons facile, maintenant, toujours. Reviens-moi, entier, vivant, rappelle-moi. Ce soir, tout le temps, visitons la ville de nuit, de jour. Et naviguons facile, maintenant, pour toujours. Dans ces moments-là, je ne sais pas. Je crois que c'est mine. Je crois que ces mines ne suffit pas. Dans ces moments-là, je ne sais pas. Je crois que ces mines ne suffit pas. Je me souviens de toi, ce regard ne part pas, des souvenirs, j'en ai des tonnes, sous les tables, nos chewing-gums. Je me souviens de toi, ce regard ne part pas, des souvenirs, j'en ai des tonnes. Sous les tables, le chewing-gum. Dans ces moments-là, je ne sais pas. Je crois que ces mines suffit pas. Dans ces moments-là, je ne sais pas. Je crois que ces mines suffit pas. Dans ces moments-là, je ne sais pas. Je crois que ces mines ne suffit pas. Dans ces moments-là, je ne sais pas. Je crois que ces mines ne suffit pas.
Tirirangi or Access Radio Nō Pōneke 106.1 FM. Kia ora tātou katoa, everyone. Of course, I'm joined in the studio today with Sabotage Kura and two of the cast members from We Are Weird for Other Reasons. So, did you guys have a good morning before you got here?
Oh, yes. I had an early breakfast and had a stroll along the waterfront.
Checked
out the Harbourside Market.
Yes, you were saying. Yeah. With the yummy food out, I do think about it.
Yeah, I sometimes just, like, I couldn't even call it window shop. I just browse.
I
had breakfast elsewhere, but I enjoy just browsing the range of food and produce and other things.
Oh, no, I would not eat breakfast somewhere else if I was going there, so I can have two breakfasts there. Okay. And Shem, I knew about your morning, but let's tell everyone.
I live close, so I woke up, had a shower and came just in time. I'm not waking up early. I have to tomorrow, but
yeah,
you know.
Well, this isn't too serious. No one's getting paid, yeah. You know. So you don't, as long as you make it on time.
Yeah, but I couldn't leave Shiji alone.
Thank you. Very considerate.
Speaking of on time, there was actually supposed to be a producer here, James.
He's the director.
A director. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. So sorry about that. And he actually called you two just to be actually here with him.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Well, you guys have been quite easy. So what's James doing again?
What are you doing, James? he's driving to Auckland.
Auckland. Yeah. Oh, what are you guys doing in Auckland?
We will be performing 5 consecutive nights from the 10th to the 14th. Auckland Pride, yes. So that's next week. And James is busy packing up his car because most of the costume pieces will go with him. He'll be driving to Auckland today.
Set.
Props.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
So you guys are going to be pros by the time you're back in Pōneke doing it, right?
Yep.
Oh, expect perfection, people. Expect perfection. So do you think James actually set you guys up today?
Highly likely.
I think so, to be honest.
Oh, God. He obviously knows what he's doing. And as talent, you guys seem to be not missing any cues. You're filling the space.
We're just going to yapping.
Yeah. We're just... vibing, like you would say.
Yeah. Oh, I would say. Yeah. Look at you.
Performers actually need no shame, right? Have you both done performing for a long time?
Yeah. I started crashing my brother's drama classes when I was 3. And I didn't stop. And at one point, I was the longest-lasting student at Helen O'Grady in Christchurch. they gave me an award and everything.
Oh,
like,
nice.
You've been the longest. And I was like, great.
Because I was born and raised in China and only migrated to Aotearoa in 2015 after I completed my undergraduate degree. When I grew up, there wasn't much opportunity of training in drama. We don't have drama classes. But I was involved in some student clubs when I was an undergraduate, so I was involved in several Chinese language productions.
Awesome. And I also, you were telling me downstairs, because I'm a live performer who sings, sometimes you also did choir and sung yourself.
Yes, I've been involved in choir for over 10 years. And in the last few years, I had a band with my former colleagues, because I worked mainly in Aotearoa, and I had a band with my former colleagues, and it was indie rock.
Awesome. That actually sounds awesome. So you were living that double life where you were in an office, was it?
I was a teacher previously.
Oh, yeah.
You were?
I was. Sorry, I am older than you think. I worked as a teacher.
Very young.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. So what indie band going from, how old were the children you were teaching?
That was the last year when I was still a teacher. I did the band. But my students seemed to enjoy it. My colleagues seemed to enjoy it.
Amazing.
It's called... Can I say the name?
Yeah.
It's called The Last Goodbyes, and you can find us on Spotify and other platforms.
Oh, I'm actually going to have a listen later on.
Yes,
I'll
please.
Write that down. The Last Goodbyes.
The Last Goodbyes.
You do this a lot. She just like drops random life changing information. Like, oh, by the way, I have a band, and we're all like, what the heck?
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to it. Actually, so you were just busting out to be a performer, really, and Shem, you were.
Yeah.
Trying to do it the whole time.
And then I did it all through to high school, and then I trained at, I went to Hagley Theatre Company in Christchurch, and then I did my undergraduate, I did theatre and history in at Vic here under James Wenley.
Awesome. You've got the backstory.
Yeah. So James has known me for a while, and he's kept me around, so I must be decent.
You should have known he's going to be not here today, then.
I mean. But no.
No, that's awesome, guys. Well, we're going to move on with two more songs and we'll be back to talk more about the show, actually. So next we have The Knife with Pass This On and then Tender with Nadir.
Kept it under wraps. Keep on trying for play. And I think
Tererangi o Access Radio Nō Pōneke 106.1 FM. Kia ora tātou katoa. You've joined myself, Tiffany Wayne, and Shirchi. I just rolled my, put a bit of Māori in there. And Shem, and of course, Sabo Kura.
Of course.
I don't think you're as Sabo as what happened with me and Debbie last time. Hi, Debbie. But we're here talking about We Are Weird for Other Reasons, playing at the Fringe, which is coming up very soon after your guys' stint in Auckland.
Yeah.
Shall we give out, we'll give out the dates and times now, right? For here. So you said you learnt them off by heart. You don't
Should
want your
you?
Phone out?
Yes, yes. So are we talking about the Auckland ones or Wellington?
No, here.
Wellington here. So we have shows from the 3rd to the 7th of March.
Awesome.
One per night. And we also have additional shows tentatively booked for, am I allowed to reveal that?
I don't know.
For the end of March, I'd say.
That's all right.
That's not confirmed, but yeah. Likely.
You can bring up Auckland as well. We don't know where the listeners might be all over, right?
Ah, great. For Auckland, we are performing from the 10th to the 14th of February. That's next week, basically, from Tuesday to Saturday.
Do you know the venue there?
Yes. In Auckland, it's Basement Theatre.
Awesome.
Starts at 8 p.m. Here in Wellington, we are performing at the Gods Paramount on Courtney Place, starting 7 p.m.
Oh my gosh, that person, Shechi, I can tell that you know your lines and you'll remember your lines.
She knows all of them.
Yeah. Oh yes, I'm on top of my lines.
I think you were the first person to get all the lines. One of the first.
Yeah.
Aren't you observant?
Yeah, can I just ask how much the tickets are? Do you just get them from the Fringe Festival website?
Yes, if we if you search up We Are Weird for Other Reasons, oh, it's We apostrophe R-E, We Are Weird for Other Reasons, Fringe, you will find the link to our ticket booking website.
Awesome. And that, see, all of that just came out with no queue, no writing, no phone information.
It's because she did it. It's because she did it.
Yeah. Scarily intelligent. I love it.
It's the teacher.
Oh, well.
Well, someone doesn't just roll out of bed and run to the venue. Will you be doing that on the show?
No. I've got to finish my master's thesis first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you better get on to that. That's a necessary one. So with the show, when I was listening to you guys talk about it before, it almost reminded me of when you meet for, I don't want to say, self-help of sorts, but like when people meet for AA and stuff, did you guys kind of do that with your bringing your issues to the table to add to the show? Did it feel like that, like therapy?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It was a very safe space and it felt very vulnerable at times. You know, you learnt a lot about people, but I think it was mostly community because I think you never realised how many asexual people are in Wellington until they're all in a room and there's not enough, so he's got to pee. He had, I think, far more people keen than he expected, so he had it happen to do lots of different workshops, and we've got a far bigger cast than he expected.
Yeah.
So I think even for, not to speak for James, but I think even for James, there were just far more asexuals than anybody expected. So I think there was a sense of community that nobody realised was there.
Yeah, indeed.
How many cast members are there exactly?
10?
10 actors.
Yeah, that is a big one.
Yeah.
And
That's including Vicky, right?
No.
No, okay.
In addition to the 10 on the stage, there's Vicky, like, pressing buttons, our tech
Who also
expert.
Has lines.
Yeah. Everyone needs a Shirchi. Like, you just need Shirchi right when you need the information. It all just comes straight out. She knows it. Oh, I love it. So with each of the parts, does everyone get around the same amount of time on stage? That might be a long play, right?
Yeah, I think I don't think all of us ever leave stage, actually.
No.
But, we all have, everybody gets an equal amount of time in the spotlight.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
I feel jealous about your guys' process. I wish I was a part of it. Aye, it sounds good. And I think I'm going to go to the Wellington one for sure.
Oh, yes, please. Please. It's lovely to have you there.
I really am excited about it. Even the idea of it and what you guys talked about earlier, it's something that actually interests me. I reckon a lot of people in Wellington will be interested in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot people don't know about the community. there's a lot we didn't know about the community, you know, so there's a lot to learn. And it's nice to learn it while you're laughing and crying at the same time.
Therapy, like we said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have we actually mentioned what community we are?
I said the word asexual, but...
Oh, well, that's... So, A-spec.
A-spec, the A-spec community. Is what I probably should have said.
What's the definition of an A-spec community?
So, shiki.
Oh, well, it's a community of people on the asexual spectrum, so people who identify...
And aromantic.
So people who identify as having little or no interest in sex or romantic relationships.
Mm.
But that's a wide spectrum, so there's so many diverse individuals and the identities vary a lot. And the romantic orientation and sexual orientation may not align. Mm-hmm. Someone might be a romantic, alloromantic person, but asexual. So everyone's different.
Allo is like people who do feel those things.
I'm currently asexual. Well, I go in and out of it, but after two failed engagements, I'm totally there. I feel it. So, but I don't know if I'll stay there, to be honest. So I couldn't claim to be.
I guess it's... The beautiful thing is to allow yourself to explore and understand that identity can be fluid and to meet people and just be open-minded.
Aye. Oh, that's wonderful.
She's so eloquent.
Yeah, yeah.
So
do you, like as a community, do you meet together as a community before this or has this created the community to meet?
See, James put out the call for people on the A-spec spectrum who wanted to be a part of the workshop to create the show. And I think we all just flocked there because a lot of us didn't know any other people on the A-spec drum. A-spec, you know what, doesn't matter. A lot of us didn't know anybody else who identified the same. And so we all just flocked there. And then a lot of the comments were, I didn't realise there were this many people. And so it was really nice to talk to people and... You know, you get aromantic people who are coupled.
Yeah.
Mm. And you get, you know, all these different experiences in parts of the spectrum. If you're confused, you can come watch the show and it'll be explained to you.
Yes.
I can't wait. I really can't wait. Well, we're going to talk more about that in a second, but we're going to move on to a couple more songs. Next, I have up Ellie X with Simon Says and then Blow with Fallen Deep.
Every day I put my hands on my head. Every day my fingers are gone. Every day I'm making strange faces. Every day I'm sticking out my tongue. Every day I take a step backwards.
Time.
Irirangi o Access Radio Nō Pōneke. You're listening to Tiffany Wayne on 106.1 FM, and we are sponsored by the Royal Foundation. Too much happening in my head. But I'm ruled by no one, sadly enough. Sorry for everyone else. You guys are allowed to laugh. Oh, this is the least amount of mistakes I've made in one show, so.
This is great.
And I have to say, I've been pretty much perfect today. But there's still a few minutes to go.
I'm sabotaging you now instead of the other way around, but you're welcome. It feels good. This feels like the power you must feel, Kura.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to take it when you can get it.
So with the show coming up, are you guys quite confident about it?
Yeah.
See, I'm confident, and then right before I'm nervous, and then when I'm on, I'm fine.
I understand that. I think I'm always relaxed and confident for any show until right before it happens, and then suddenly I'm highly anxious. What about yourself, Shirti? I'm going to roll your R on your Māori version of your name.
Yeah, but I always appreciate your effort, and you're doing really well. I really resonate with Shim. I feel nervous just before I get onto stage, but once I'm there, I am fully like show mode, and I forget about everything, even my anxiety.
Awesome. Do you guys have the same thing when it finishes, it feels like it wasn't long enough, but before it, it's like a hell?
Yeah.
That, I get that too. Well, we all have the same feeling. I really feel like a performer now.
I'm curious to find out how I would feel after a few shows, like next week, because we are performing 5 consecutive nights.
Yeah.
And in terms of energy preservation, it's going to be a big task for us.
It is actually a big task. I was in a play called Rua Te Pupuki in Gisborne that travelled around the East Coast. And I can say that every night sort of felt the same, but I did get more confident near the end. But it was always after the show I felt like it wasn't long enough. So it's that high, right, that you feel in the moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, like you're performing in the show, but then do you also get involved in the carrying and lifting and arranging the set and stuff, or you have people who do that?
Yeah, well, funnily enough, one of the cast members, Jamie, actually designed and built the set. And she's done a bang-up job. You should come see it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And Vicky, who's doing the tech, also did the sound.
Yes.
And Austin, who's in the show, he's also one of the producers. So, people are doing little bits and pieces behind the scenes.
That's amazing. But there's such a big crew of you, and you obviously are all artists. So, of course, you're going to have a lot of talent there in other areas, right?
Yes. And yeah. I think the benefit of having those workshops with more people in them is that a lot of those people are involved. Like, a lot of people who were in the workshops are community consultants who come and watch the show and give notes. Yes. And then we've got people like Holly who designed the costumes.
The costumes.
Oh, wonderful. That's actually one of the expensive ones too, costumes. So that's easy to have that as one of your talent in there.
Yes. Holly, I believe, pretty much sourced the materials and fabrics, most of it for free. Like, we each contributed some pieces, and Holly checked out the op shops.
Oh, I didn't contribute anything.
We were able to reduce the cost of the costumes very effectively, and thanks to Holly.
No, that's wonderful. I'm in the Fringe Festival myself, and it's all about the fashion show I'm in on the 14th. It's all about recycling under David Royale. So I don't know if that's under the recidivist.
Yeah. Is it like Valentine's Day the 14th?
Aye. Mm. Which is going to keep me busy since I'm a spinster and willing. Mm. Yeah. But
you're you make costumes, you make your own. Yeah, yeah. You do lots of sewing yourself, don't you?
I went to fashion school, I've run designer, but I modelled before I did that, and I've also worked in hair, fashion and makeup, so it's kind of my realm. But the surprise was being asked in my 40s, like hitting 45 this year. And when I was asked through Facebook Messenger, I was like, really? Like, I didn't believe in myself, but they wanted me so bad. So I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, so I've been swimming hard and cutting down my carbs.
Wow. Right, well, I'm coming to that show because you haven't promoted that show.
No, well, we'll promote it next week. Will we? No, not next week. We have to do it now, right?
That's right.
I don't have my booklet on me.
Okay, then,
we'll post it online, guys, but if you search the Fringe Festival and the fashion show happening on the 14th, I'm sure you'll get a result under David Royale. I think I'm modelling for three designers, but I don't know. I went in to try on so many outfits with just David. I'm just going to show up prepared and they can chuck what they want on me, really.
Wicked. Yeah.
I don't know whether to wear my real big hair or to slap a wig cap on and take a few wigs just to change up. I think that sounds like a better idea, right?
Cool. I think that sounds like a better idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then they can just say, what hairdo do you want? Am I blonde, brunette or redhead?
Actually, that's what looks better with the top.
Exactly my thoughts. So thank you that you guys helped me put on a balding cap. I'll look like bald in between or if it falls off. Yeah. Wow. So we're going to bring up your guys' date and times again one more time, Shuchi.
Oh, yes. So in Auckland, we are performing from the 10th to the 14th of February, that's next week, at the Basement Theatre. And back home in Pōneke, we are playing from the 3rd to the 7th of March at the Gods Paramount.
Wonderful. Say, I would never remember that. You're amazing.
Thank you.
You might have to get into radio or television or something later on.
I will consider that.
How about me?
No. No, you're just one of those natural talents, you know.
But you could start your own show. You could have a show on Quarter Banana. Well, not Quarter Access Radio.
Yeah. And this is like, you know, we're takatāpui here, takatāpui Māori. This is all about variety and different, you know. We never really talked about asexuality, but I think it's relevant.
Nobody ever does, that's the point.
Yeah.
But so any time you want to do a show, just be in contact with us.
Get in contact and you can be on here.
A spot here.
That's so exciting.
Might steal our spot.
There's lots of spots.
Actually, there is lots of spots and they need filling now and then, so you never know. Get in here. And especially if you have topics like, mostly I'll talk about politics, and when I feel like New Zealand needs to know something or think more about something, I'll bring it up, especially on issues I think that are pressing for us. Mm. And especially as voting comes up and our elections come up, I'll probably get real crazy on it. How much time have we got there now, Kira?
We've got 8 minutes. We've got 8 minutes.
That's all right.
And we've probably got time for a song and a farewell.
Yes, so of course, everyone, we are sponsored by the Royal Foundation. Next, of course, I had a few French bands on today, but next we have The Blaze with She. The Blaze is one of my favourites, actually, so I hope you enjoy.
So we're playing The Blaze very shortly. So I'm just...
Could have did her best run with me so far, and it just sabotaged itself at the end.
Oh, she's my girl.
Oh, she loves to fight, but she's never been loved. She's never been loved. Oh, she is my girl. Oh, she loves to fight, but she's never been loved. She's never been loved.
Te Erirangi o Access Radio 106.1 FM. We are sponsored by the Royal Foundation. You're listening to myself, talking to myself. I'm making mistakes right now. But I am Tiffany Wayne. I'm joined with Sabotage Kura and Shuchi and Shem. I always look for your name last and it's the easiest one. So you guys are excited, I can tell, for the show, right?
Indeed.
Oh, well, at least I don't have to see you guys like beginning. I can see you guys when you're pros here.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited.
At least you don't have to see us at 6 a.m. at the airport tomorrow.
Yeah. It's going to be a big day tomorrow.
It's not going to be pretty.
Hey, as long as you're not on stage yet, no one needs to see it. You could be in pyjamas. I think you can be in pyjamas in New Zealand airports.
I might be. Just wait and see.
Shen might be.
Shen very well might be.
Well, I have a dream of living in onesies, like different onesies, like silk-like ones for summer and full-on plushy ones for winter, and then just robes. Like, that would be my life. I think doing dragon-type outfits with high heels, it's like, well, pretty much how I'm dressed now. Like, scuffs, although what do they call those now? Slides, eh? You know how they relabel everything and resell it to the next generation? Exactly. They used to be called scuffs, people, because you scuff along in them. Now they're slides, but I don't slide in these.
You can't slide on carpet.
No, but I think you slide them on, right? Is that how you put it? What would they be called next?
Walkies.
There you go. That's a good one.
There you go. Putting you on your feet since we have to fill out 4 minutes. We were like, we can do it. Yeah.
We can talk.
Yeah. Well, 2 minutes now, so we can keep going with that. Hmm. So when's the first time you actually did acting? We only got 2 minutes, though, so put this through.
Okay. I remember it was my brother's drama class, and I remember I was dressed like Piglet from Winnie the Pooh. Because I was 3 or 4, you know, and so I just remember coming in, and I don't remember what we were doing, but I remember that was the day.
Oh, no, that's right. Good. That's young. Shi Chi?
About the age of 18, when I was just a first-year university
young
student.
Young woman.
Yeah, young woman.
No, that's all right. What was the part?
I played the assistant of a director's character in the musical A Chorus Line.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. My first one was I backed up with a good friend for Polly Filler as a saloon girl who gets shot. Mm. Yeah. Oh, no, the proper acting part, I also played a prostitute called Maxine on the corner behind Amanda Lahore, who got shot, I think. I think I got shot in both of them in my first one. Yeah. Wow. One of them was the first. That's all I can remember. So thank you too. You've been such good chatters, and hopefully we might hear you on the radio yourself one day.
Anytime.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, definitely. I got the details because they've got the gaps for
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely. And really interested in coming to your show. We're going to book a ticket at the Fringe website.
We're definitely going.
Oh, we're going to come to your show too, Tiffany's Secret
Way. I'm only modelling in it. You can't judge me on the clothes. They might be cool, they might not be. I'm a model. Models don't have a say. We just put it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still going to watch
her. So how much have we got on the time now? Shall I just have run out?
Yep,
46 seconds. 31
seconds.
So
it changes.
Yeah, it does change. So I can tell everyone just loves this show. It's the best show on radio in the world. And we're on 106.1 FM Access Radio in Pōneke, sponsored by the Royal Foundation. If I'm not here in the future, there'll be people like me, and then these fabulous talents that we've had on today also could be in the space where I am, because I can tell that yous are going to be good at it. I just can tell.
We're just good at talking.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.